Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
A rift opens between L.A. and Governor Newsom on encampments.
This is not about criminalization. What's criminal is neglecting people that are struggling and suffering and dying on our watch. That's criminal.
It's Friday, August 9th. This is the L.A. Local, sponsored by the L.A. Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Coming up today, Willie Brown says Trump's story about the chopper is not true.
I don't think I'd want to ride on the same helicopter with him.
And gas prices are dropping fast.
People tell me they paid $3.20 a gallon for regular. I haven't heard of that for years. What's going on in California?
We'll ask that question after this.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. It was a shot across LA's bow.
This is not about criminalization. What's criminal is neglecting people that are struggling and suffering and dying on our watch. That's criminal.
Governor Newsom recently ordered state agencies to move ahead and remove encampments in response to the Supreme Court's recent ruling and pushed local governments to do the same. He can't force them legally, but he is threatening to withhold funding now. LA City and County have said they won't ramp up their action because it amounts to criminalizing homelessness. Newsom said in later interviews he wasn't taking a shot at Mayor Bass. He thinks she's been doing a good job, but made clear he isn't happy with the L.A. County supervisors. Thursday, Newsom showed up in L.A., made a show of cleaning up an encampment himself. Didn't mention the supervisors by name, but it certainly had the feel of a rift opening up on the issue.
Newsom's comments that came following a cleanup of an encampment under the I-5 in Mission Hills made it clear nothing is now holding cities and counties back from taking action.
We have cleared the way with conservatorship reform, which they've all been asking for, with a new paradigm for engagement called Care Court, which they asked for, with mental health housing supports, for workforce supports, next year, unprecedented redirection, ongoing $1 billion a year, July of next year, for housing and rental subsidies, $6.38 billion bond that was just passed by the voters, money going out the door. Soon, we're done with the excuses.
The governor doesn't think the no-nonsense push or threat to reallocate funding away from non-performing counties will damage his relationship with local officials, many of whom are his political allies. He simply feels it's now the best chance of diminishing, if not eliminating, homelessness, what he termed a black scar on the Golden State.
Pete Demetrio, who was there, says Newsom went as far as threatening to withhold state funding from local governments that don't take action. In his news conference at Mar-a-Lago this week, President Trump, in the midst of a lot of different topics, mentioned that former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown once told him terrible things about Kamala Harris while the two were riding in a helicopter that almost crashed.
In fact, I went down in a helicopter with him. We thought maybe this is the end. We were in a helicopter going to a certain location together, and there was an emergency landing.
Well, Willie Brown is speaking out about that. He talked with Cron TV in the Bay Area and said, essentially, it's just not true.
I've never done business with Donald Trump. Let's start with that. And secondly, I don't think I'd want to ride on the same helicopter with him.
Brown also insisted he never said anything disparaging about Kamala Harris to Trump, ever. You probably noticed it if you've been driving around and getting gas. The prices are down by a lot, much lower than 2 years ago when it was pushing $7 a gallon. much lower than last year. John Baird talked with Patrick DeHaan, who's the head of analysis at Gas Buddy. He says the average in L.A. is $4.53 a gallon now, and it's heading even lower.
What is going on? I've had people tell me they paid $3.20 a gallon for regular. I haven't heard of that for years. What's going on in California?
Well, along with the price of oil declining, gasoline prices have fallen back to what a lot of folks in California would consider more similar to normal. But it's certainly more and more stations falling below the $4 a gallon mark. If you're shopping around, checking the Gas Buddy app or Google Maps, you'll find a lot of stations now that are back below that $4 mark. Prices on average now 63 cents below where they were a year ago. This on an account of not only lower oil prices, but also a slowdown in the U.S. economy, which is translating to lower gasoline demand. All of that giving enough breathing room to bring gas prices down. And so, if anything, we could see gas prices continuing to fall in the fall. That's thanks to drop in seasonal demand as we now get close to the end of the driving season.
It's kind of like we're in the money right now.
For once, it's something good, right? Lower gas prices Californians don't often get to see, so it's nice to be the bearer of good news for once. And that, knock on wood, no refinery issues yet, lower oil prices, all of that paving the way for lower gas prices.
The man accused of taking illegal bets from Shohei Ohtani's translator was in court today. Let's go back to Pete, who was there.
Matthew Boyer merely answered yes or no to questions from federal judge John Holcomb, agreeing to a plea agreement that will put him as being guilty of charges of operating an unlawful gambling business, money laundering, and subscribing a false tax return to the government. Now, the maximum sentence he could get is 18 years in federal prison, up to $750,000 in fines. It's unlikely that that will happen because this is his first offense. Now, a pretrial sentencing report is being put together over the next several months. It's entirely possible that additional arrangements will be made to determine just how long that sentence for Boyer will be. Now, he'll be back in court for actual sentencing on February 7th of next year. Some of the people who are observing the proceedings, including members of his family, don't feel that he will spend that much time in prison. As one man said, a first offense, maybe 2 or 3 years, but definitely the fines are going to total up to a lot of money, $250,000 or more.
Not sure if there are going to be any fines for the organizers of the music festival Hard Summer in Inglewood last weekend, but the city's been responding to this huge surge of noise complaints from this EDM festival near SoFi Stadium. The mayor says the elevated stage in the plaza was the primary culprit, so they will not allow stages like that from now on. The city's going to require more sound engineering and a more comprehensive plan if these types of music festivals come back. There were complaints from cities throughout the South Bay. And speaking of noise, why you might be hearing more sonic booms over Southern California next. SpaceX is planning a huge increase in the number of rocket launches from Vandenberg, and there's a lot of controversy over those plans. SpaceX and the Federal Space Force are being accused of refusing to monitor and reduce the environmental impact, including sonic booms. That came up at the California Coastal Commission. Commissioner Christina Kunkel says these sonic booms are really bad for people.
I hear that it can feel like an earthquake, and we're hearing about people needing to medicate their pets regularly in response. We just need more data regarding impacts, and Space Force is refusing to adhere to conditions 2 and 3 and ignore these clear concerns from the local.
SpaceX is planning a huge increase in the number of rocket launches from Vandenberg, and there's a lot of controversy over those plans. SpaceX and the Federal Space Force are being accused of refusing to monitor and reduce the environmental impact, including sonic booms. That came up at the California Coastal Commission. Commissioner Christina Kunkel says these sonic booms are really bad for people.
I hear that it can feel like an earthquake, and we're hearing about people needing to medicate their pets regularly in response. We just need more data regarding impacts, and Space Force is refusing to adhere to conditions 2 and 3 and ignore these clear concerns from the local community. That's discouraging, and it's frankly unacceptable.
Mandy Sackett of the Surfrider Foundation says it's about more than just the booms.
SpaceX launch program expansion will reduce public beach access, increase marine debris, produce harmful noise and sonic booms, and impact marine life and people in surrounding communities, even as far as Ojai and the Channel Islands. And this is demonstrated by the thousands of complaints of sonic booms throughout the counties surrounding Vandenberg.
But Mike Stoker of the Santa Barbara County Taxpayer Advocacy Center defended the plans for more launches.
Increased launch activities will have a positive ripple effect on local businesses, from suppliers and service providers to hospitality and retail. In addition, higher frequency of launches can attract significant investments from aerospace companies and related industries.
Space Force officials have been negotiating with the commission for months over a plan to allow 36 launches at the base this year, six times more than the previous agreement allowed. And back this weekend, the Perseid meteor shower.
It will reach its peak over the weekend, particularly on the night, the 11th and 12th.
Shower will bring 60 or so shooting stars an hour. Karen Adams talked with Griffith Observatory's Dr. Ed Krupp about what we've got to do to see him.
I know we live in the L.A. area. We have artificial light all over the place. But for people who are here, there are opportunities. How far do we have to travel to see one? I mean, how dark does it have to be?
We really do need a good dark sky. And to be honest, this year, the moon is going to interfere a little bit with the shower as well. It puts a lot of light in the sky. And it will be up for much of the night as well. So you're batting against the moon, too. But if you do want to try and do this, you've got to get roughly an hour or so away from any major urban area. There are places you can go up to 5, you can go out to the Inland Empire, but roughly an hour's drive into the darkness will probably do it.
The best time to see it, from 10:30 at night until the dawn.
And that's the L.A. Local for this August 9th. We're sponsored by the L.A. Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory for all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. 97.1 FM in L.A. to stay connected over the weekend. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Ask the Odyssey. Get the Odyssey app and search for KNX News. We're back on Monday. I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.